Reader's Opinion Social Care, Another Broken Tory Promise. Katie Simpson, care home worker and Unison member in Northampton, since 2010, spending on social care has decreased despite demand increasing. Boris Johnson pledged in 2019 that he would finally come up with a solution to the social care crisis and ensure that people do not have to sell their homes to pay for their care. This has proved to be another broken promise, with no concrete plans for social care in the Queen's speech. An estimated 1.5 million people across the UK are not getting the care they need. Councils are tightening their belts and failing to accurately predict the costs of social care. Part of the reason for the unexpected increase in social care needs is the fact that many services which helped maintain independence for vulnerable adults have been taken away or privatized: libraries, mental health services, rehabilitation services, housing, jobs and training. With a surplus of need, private care companies are demanding higher payouts for care packages to take on new clients. At the same time, many care providers are understaffed and offering little to attract new staff. Privatization and cuts have ultimately cost us not just monetarily, but in the well-being of some of our most vulnerable citizens. Bringing services back in-house and funding them sufficiently is the only real solution to this growing crisis in care. Labour leader Keir Starmer is unlikely to take up this call as his policies move closer to the Tories.